Medicines only work when you take them, and actually remembering to take your medications can be a lot more difficult than many people imagine. This is a quick episode for patients and doctors where we'll be looking at apps and tools to help you remember to take your pills. Welcome, EGP learners. As a GP and someone who hasn't normally needed to remember to take regular medications, I've often struggled to understand why people have difficulty remembering to take the medications that I prescribe for them. But when you actually need to take a medication for a while, as I have recently, according to a certain schedule, it becomes really clear that it's actually really, really difficult to do it consistently. For some of us, our lives are very busy. You're not always in the same place as your medication when you need to take it, or often you're distracted at the time you're supposed to take your medication. For other people, they might be beginning to get forgetful at that stage of life. And young people and children often have busy and chaotic lives with all sorts of commitments and distractions. Wouldn't it be great to have a device that's with you all of the time, able to beep and vibrate and get your attention? Maybe it's something that most people look at and check several times an hour. Wouldn't it be great to have a device like that to help us take our medication? Well, obviously, we've all got a device like that in the form of a smartphone these days. And actually, people of all sorts of different ages, both young and older, will now have a smartphone. There are quite an array of apps and options out there to help you manage your own medications on your smartphone, or that you can set up for a younger, older, or otherwise perhaps less tech-savvy relative, friend, or someone that you're caring for to give them a leg up and help them manage their medications. So I've been playing around with some of these medication reminder apps for a few weeks, and I've found some ones that I like. I've also developed some thoughts and reflections on this category of apps and where it might go in the future, and I'll be sharing those with you in the video today. I'm a little bit tied up into the Apple ecosystem myself, so I'm only looking at iOS versions of apps today, but there are Android versions of all the apps mentioned. Rather than give you a top 5 or 10 apps, I'm going to break the options down into a few categories and give you my favourite in each of those groups. Other options are available, and we haven't reviewed the whole market, and I'm not taking responsibility for what happens when you actually use these apps. Use your own judgment and take responsibility for your own actions. This is just for information and entertainment only. And I've created a fictional exemplar patient for this, so this doesn't relate to any particular individual living or dead. I'll be considering three main categories. So I'm going to be looking at the dedicated pill reminder app. I'll also be looking at more simple pill reminder apps, and I'll then be just giving a thought to apps with integration of postal pharmacy services as well, because I think that's an important and interesting category. And then we'll also spend the last few moments of the video having a think about where all of this might be heading in the future, because I think it could be heading to some interesting and exciting places. So let's look at dedicated pill reminder apps. This may be the first type of app people try when they begin trying to track their medication use. And I think that the MediSafe app is a really good example of the apps in this category. It's a really fully featured app. Seems to be being developed out of America and has some venture capital behind it. There are a few other companies called MediSafe, but this one seems to just be concerned with the app. So let's have a look. So you can see the current day's medication on the home screen. You can see what's already been taken. You're able to look back and check that you've taken the pills over the last few days, which I think is a very helpful feature. Both you and someone perhaps checking up on you can have a look at those. So you can add medications. So let's start to add a medication here. So I've been started on Ramipril for my blood pressure. So MediSafe has a database of medicines and pills and the doses of those pills, and it knows what it thinks those pills might look like as well, which I think is all really, really helpful when you're adding them. Patients might be on several different pills, hopefully that look different, and it'll help people distinguish between those pills. So you can customize the entries. So let's go for 5 milligrams of Ramipril. We'll take the standard appearance, but look, that can be customized if your pills happen to look different. There we go. Then you set the schedule. So we'll be taking this every day, once a day. And I think I'm normally on my way to work by 8. So let's change that to 7. So there we go. And we'll take that indefinitely. We're not going to end this prescription, but we could set an end date if we were just taking it for a period of time. So you can also indicate which condition you're taking it for. And again, it enters coded information. So let's put hypertension. Oh, there we go. Hypertension. Excellent. It also allows you to keep track of the stock of pills that you have in your possession. So we can say, well, we'll start with we'll have a pack of 28, and you can set refill reminders, so it can remind you at a certain point, and you can specify that when you might need to be thinking about reordering your pills. So that's great. We've added, let's go to home screen, and there we go, the ramipril's there. So let's actually say we did take that this morning, and we took it actually on time, rather than right now. We're just remembering after the fact, and we took it on time. There we go. So that's great. And then in terms of reminding you, it will remind you with a buzz, a vibration, or a notification screen message, depending on your preferences, at the time when you need to take your medication. And it will be persistent, and it will keep reminding you if you don't do that. For those people who have an Apple Watch, there is a companion app that you can install on the Apple Watch, and that means that you get a tap on the wrist at the time when you need to take your medication, which I think is really, really helpful, particularly if you're the sort of person who really dials down the notifications on your phone and really reduces its ability to interrupt what you're doing. The Apple Watch is really, really helpful and a little bit less intrusive. There are also some nice other touches, like a reminder that you can set to remind you to take your medication with you to work in the morning, which I think is really, really good to make sure you're in the same place as your medication when it needs to be taken. And let's just go back in. There are some nice sort of update articles and videos that it offers you relevant to the medication that you're taking that you can watch to become more informed, which I think is a really nice feature. And you can see from the options in the other section that MediSafe has aspirations toward helping you track health data and more. And also in some markets, but not currently in the UK, I think you can use it to order your repeat prescriptions. So let's move on to another type of option people might want to look at, and that's the Simple Pill Reminder app. So these sit at the other end of the spectrum, and there are a lot of Simple Pill Reminder apps out there on the app stores. So somebody might not want to deal with all of the setup options of the more complicated application and just want something to get up and running really, really quickly and simply. Max Pill Reminder, I think, is a really nice example of this sort of app. Okay, so let's have a look in the Max Pill Reminder app. So first of all, we'll pick an avatar for the app. So I think we'll go with Max the dog. We can give it a name. So let's call him Jeff. I've always thought Jeff is a nice name for a dog. And then you're just straight in starting adding medications. So let's add a medication for our patient. This patient is still on apixaban. Notice it's not checking this information with any database. We can enter any free text we like, which is nice because it's quick and simple, but there's no checks there to check that what I'm entering is a real medication or is a sensible dose of the medication. We'll take this daily. Next step is to set the times. So I think actually we were taking it at 7 and 7, weren't we? So let's remove the midday, 7 and 7. That's great. And that's it. We're done. And we can indicate that we're taking these medications and get some nice sort of visual feedback for doing so, which I think is really nice, and it logs when you've taken them. You can look back and see the log of what medications were taken and when, looking back just chronologically back over the last few days and scroll through that. And that's about it in terms of functionality for the app. It will obviously remind you at the relevant times, and that's done via your phone's usual notification system, which you can determine in the settings. So there's all the usual options for home screen messages, app icon, numbers, and the such like. So it's a really simple option, has really simple setup, perhaps is more visually fun and engaging for some people who that might be important for, but it's a bit more of a limited option. Now, Finally, I thought it was worth considering apps that integrate with mail order repeat prescription services. So let's take an app like Echo. So Echo is actually part of the Lloyds Pharmacy Group, one of the big pharmacy chains that we have in the UK. You have lots of physical shops and branches and outlets as well. There are other options of this type of app. And to be honest, I think before long, all of the pharmacy chains will have an app and will be in this game. So Echo provide an app for reordering your repeat prescriptions online and having it posted straight to your door. The app also includes features to record and manage how well you are taking your medications, track how much you have left, and order your repeat prescriptions at the appropriate time, so you don't run out or have piles of boxes of medications clogging up your cupboards. I think many of us will have done the home visit where there's a cupboard full of paracetamol in the kitchen and the patient wonders why they keep getting it. So it can help manage and avoid those situations. I haven't been able to explore this app as I didn't want to create an account, but this does seem like a good option for those who do want to use mail order pharmacies rather than pick up their prescriptions from a local pharmacy branch. I think these apps are probably where we can begin to see a business model that might help drive and provide some incentives for the adoption of apps for managing medications. You can see how it begins to appeal to a few of the stakeholders there. Patients, of course, will enjoy the convenience of being reminded when to take their medications and of having their repeat prescriptions ordered automatically for them. There'll be a reduction in wastage of medications, which I think is good for the NHS and is an incentive for them to promote the adoption of these sorts of practices. It'll obviously improve the efficiency for pharmacies of getting medications ordered and take some of the humans out of the loop there. I can see that some patients, in fact, most patients using these apps, so there's going to be an element of lock-in to that service and that pharmacy chain. Maybe that pharmacy chain can target them and upsell them other products and services, which I think will be good for them. And I'm sure being able to close more local branches will be helpful for the pharmacies to make their businesses more efficient. I'm not saying any of these things are good or bad, but they are forces to drive the adoption of this sort of app. So what does the future hold for medication reminder apps? I think these apps are on a course of integration and convergence with the other health-related functions that we are and are beginning to use our phones to track and engage with. You can already see evidence of this in the current crop of apps. Mail order prescription services are becoming integrated with these apps, and some are providing options for tracking health data too. Some of the other functions that we're beginning to do on our phone, at least in the UK, related to health, are to have the ability to read and also write information into our medical records, to track body and health metrics like weight, pulse, home blood pressure readings, home oxygen saturations, and other readings as well as coded data into our medical records or health record platforms. And some of us are even using our phones and have apps on our phones, such as the 23andMe app, for example, giving us insights into our genetic susceptibility to disease and in the near future, likely the strength and type of our response to certain drugs. I think that's a really interesting area. So I'm looking forward to seeing health platforms emerge that give the option to integrate all of this information together and provide meaningful and actionable health insights. Over the next few years, I think we're likely to see a race to provide these platforms between the big electronic patient record system providers like EMIS and System One in the UK, the mobile operating systems like iOS and Android. So, for example, this might look like an expansion of the Apple Health platform, which is already collecting a lot of data through just our phones or the wearables that we have and data we choose to enter. And the other big player, of course, is the health providers. So in the UK, this is essentially the NHS and the NHS app, which have also stated that they'd like to create a platform that other apps and services can link into. I think the smaller players in this space, like the current crop of medication reminder apps that have more unique and innovative user interfaces and approaches, I think they'll likely get bought up by the bigger players or sit as a layer on top of these new platform and databases that will be important and will be created. Wouldn't it be great For example, after starting a tablet for high blood pressure, for you, your pharmacist, your GP, and anyone else who needs to become involved in your care, like a paramedic or emergency department, for example, wouldn't it be great if they knew in real time if your medication was being taken and how your blood pressure and body had been responding over the past few days to that? Wouldn't that be really, really helpful? There will, of course, be privacy and security challenges to overcome. And patients and doctors will need to be able to handle all of this information without becoming too overloaded or anxious. So I think we might need some tools and systems to help guard against that and help us manage those risks. But it's shaping up to be an interesting future, and I think medication reminder apps will definitely be a part of that. This might even make a great topic for a future episode. Thanks for engaging, and I hope you found this exploration of medication reminder apps helpful and useful, and hopefully you'll be able to go out and try some of the current crop of apps that are out there in the different categories that we've described. And finally, if you found this helpful, then please comment, give us some feedback, and subscribe on whatever platform you are watching or listening to this information on. So many thanks, and hopefully catch you next time. Goodbye.